Julian Chinembiri, the ZETDC Managing Director, told the National Assembly's Mines and Energy Portfolio Committee that some of the major defaulting companies are in the mine sector and industry, with domestic users and farmers also failing to pay. Mining companies and industry owe $244 million, domestic users $299 million, and farmers $79 million. He says the company is implementing various debt recovery strategies to collect the money it is owed. He said the prepaid electricity meter system has been useful in ensuring that ZETDC receives a certain percentage that is deducted from power purchases to cover the debt. For instance, if a customer buys $100 worth of electricity, 30% of the amount goes towards debt recovery. He says the company has also saved electricity as a result of the system introduced 3 years ago.
The installation of prepaid meters has enabled customers to manage their consumption. An estimated 103 megawatts saved to date.
He said the company's local and international debt stands at above $300 million, adding this relates to money borrowed from financial institutions to finance various projects. Though there are various projects being undertaken by ZETDC parent company ZESA Holdings and some of its subsidiaries to improve power generation, the country has a serious power deficit of more than 600 megawatts. With a daily peak demand of 1,950 megawatts, Zimbabwe generates 1,250 megawatts, leading to load shedding. Power purchase agreements with neighboring countries are not yielding anything, as the countries are also under stress, the committee was told. Lawmakers meanwhile expressed anger at Chinembiri's revelations that his company was giving the more than 5,000 ZESA employees and pensioners 160 worth of electricity and Minister of Energy and Power Development workers $100 worth of electricity monthly as part of their benefits. Maswingo Central lawmaker Edmund Mere of ZANU-PF said this translated to 10 million of electricity distributed for free every month. He said this was unacceptable given the company is struggling financially. Several members of the committee complained that the amount being given for free was too much, given that average monthly electricity consumption for an ordinary family of six stood at about $50. The committee ordered Chinembiri to provide Parliament with a list of all those getting free electricity before Monday, when the committee is expected to further discuss the matter. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services Deputy Commissioner in charge of administration, Agre Machingauta, told the Defense and Security Committee today that the attempted jailbreak at Chikurubi Maximum Prison in March was politically motivated. He said the move was meant to embarrass President Robert Mugabe, who was on a state visit in Japan at the time.
The motive behind the rioters' behavior was mainly to escape from prison in order to shame the Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services and nation at large. You may recall that the timing coincided with the visit of His Excellency to Japan. Hence, the calculation was to embarrass the head of state while he is in a foreign country.
Machingauta said more than 2,000 dangerous criminals at the prison would have been able to run loose had the jailbreak been successful.
The information that we got was that they were meant to go and attack senior government official, and they really wanted to go. But because of our lateness, after being pre-warned, no one even left a foot out of the prison.
Four prisoners were killed, while 19 prison officers were injured during the failed jailbreak attempt. He said it is not true that the problem at the prison started because of food shortages. Machingauta revealed that Treasury has availed $200,000 to repair the prison facilities following the attempted security breach at Chikurubi, adding the prison security remains compromised in the absence of security gadgets such as CCTVs and security cameras. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.